Well, at the beginning of our service, we've heard what happened on that first Easter day when the women went to the tomb where Jesus had been buried and found that he was no longer there. The tomb was empty and Jesus was alive again. And I'm sure that the women and the disciples were happy, excited, but a bit confused and worried and wondering what really happened there and what was really going on. And now in our second Bible reading, which we're going to think about together for a few minutes now, we hear about two of Jesus' friends who were walking to the village of Emmaus on the evening of that same day. And the story explains how these two friends were suddenly and amazingly able to experience the presence of the risen Lord Jesus with them. Although, of course, at first they didn't actually realise who it was. But this is still, I think, very much what we need to be doing today. It's something that can make a huge difference in our lives, and something which the Easter story especially reminds us is possible. So we're going to think for a few minutes about how we can experience the presence and the power of the risen Lord Jesus with us today, in whatever situation we find ourselves. And I want to suggest three ideas to help us to do this. The first one is that I think we can experience the presence of the risen Lord Jesus when we talk about him with others. As these two disciples were walking to Emmaus, that's exactly what they were doing. They were talking to each other and they were discussing all the things that had happened in Jerusalem. And of course, they had a lot to talk about. They knew all about the events and they even knew who they believed Jesus was, the one who was going to set Israel free, the Messiah. And so they had something to share with each other and they had something to share with this mysterious stranger who joined them on the way. And in fact, it was while they were sharing and discussing that Jesus himself came near and went with them. So even though they didn't recognize him at that time, that was the point when they were actually experiencing the presence of the risen Lord Jesus with them. And isn't it still true for us today? It's often when we share our faith with other people that our faith begins to grow. I'm sure if we think for a few minutes, we can think and remember other people who've talked to us, shared their faith with us, and encouraged us along the way. Maybe it was our parents, maybe it was friends, maybe teachers at school or Sunday school, or church leaders. Lots of people. I'm sure we can all think of examples and perhaps actual practical examples. For me, if I think back, I really think the first person who very much shared his faith with me was my father. When my sister and I were very small, he used to put us to bed and he used to say prayers with us, and he even used to sing hymns with us when it was bedtime. And those of you who know my father or who knew my father will know that music wasn't his great thing, but he did. And it was as we grew up, he was somebody who was willing to discuss anything and everything. He did know the answers to a lot of tricky questions, but if he didn't, then we went together and we looked them up. And later on, when I was applying to go overseas as a missionary, there was an older lady in the congregation here who was very helpful to me. Her name was Edith Mills, and she worked as a missionary in South India for over 20 years. And you can check her name out on the list at the back of the church at the end of the service, if you like. She's up there too. And because she was somebody who had, as it were, been there, done that, she was a very good person for me to talk to, and she was a great encourager. And like this, others encourage us, And then as we share our faith and experience of the risen Christ with other people, that in turn strengthens us and helps our faith to grow. And some of us have been experiencing that recently through a Christianity Explored course. Those first disciples continued to talk to other Christians about their encounter with the risen Jesus. In fact, that's what the encounter made them do. When we think about the story, they went all the way back to Jerusalem, 11 kilometres back, and they had to walk to tell the other disciples what had just happened to them. I think it would take a lot to make somebody turn around and walk 11 kilometres back again when they just come one way. And then secondly, and even more important, I think we can realise the presence of the risen Jesus by talking and communicating with Jesus ourselves. While they were talking to each other, Jesus appeared and joined them. And there they were, suddenly, talking to Jesus himself. And it was when they were talking and listening to what Jesus had to say, all about what had happened in Jerusalem, that they suddenly began to understand. What they'd read, what they'd heard, what they'd learnt, all began to fall into place. And then they understood, and then they got excited about what they were hearing. They said it was like a fire burning within them when Jesus was talking and explaining the scriptures. Now today we can still talk with Jesus and he can talk with us in many different ways. We can do it as they did by reading and studying the Bible and by listening to God's word there. We can talk to God in prayer. I don't know about you, but I know that when I pray, I do tend to be the one who does most of the talking. And I'm sure that's not necessarily the right way round. We can talk and we can listen and see what God wants to say to us. We can meet God in our worship. But we need open ears, ready to listen and learn, eyes open, ready to see Jesus in different situations, minds alert and understanding to understand what he wants to say to us. And one of the most important ways, as we've seen for the people on the road to Emmaus, was through the scriptures. Now, once at work, when we were producing some Bible studies on missionary sharing, my job was to go and ask a number of different missionaries if a particular Bible passage or verse had spoken to them and made them offer for missionary service. What had been the thing that they felt God was saying to them and when? I don't remember all the answers, but I do remember being quite impressed and surprised by the fact that every single person had a different story. They had something different that had spoken to them. So, Isabel Hathaway, for example, who was a missionary in Papua New Guinea for a long time and now lives at the top of Holt White's Hill, said that God had spoken to her through the Old Testament story of the call of the prophet Jeremiah. Now, I would never have thought of that as encouraging somebody to go to Papua New Guinea today, but that was what spoke to her. In my case, I know that it was in a service here, and it was the story of Peter stepping out from the boat and walking on the water to Jesus. And I felt that God was calling me to do what the minister kept urging us to do, to step out in faith and to offer for missionary service. Now, little did I know at that time how appropriate that particular story was going to be for me. It was less than a year later that I would be stepping out in faith from a canoe onto a small Pacific island, ready for lots of rough boat journeys. If I'd known, I might have thought a bit twice about that. But the other interesting thing about that fact, I think, is that we had a church full of people like we do this morning. And everybody in the church heard the same sermon and the same Bible reading and so on. And nobody else felt that it was a call to them to missionary service. Jesus speaks to each one of us in different ways at different times and to individuals differently. We all matter to him. We're all unique and special, and we can all experience communicating with the risen Lord Jesus for ourselves. And of course, God is not limited to speaking through the Bible. The risen Lord Jesus is God, and he can speak anywhere, anytime, through any situation. So it might be like the person who was offering for missionary service, and he didn't know where God wanted him to go. And one day, he'd been praying about this, and he'd been asking for God's direction, where was he going to go? And one day, when he opened his lunchbox, one of the things in the lunchbox happened to be some nuts and raisins. And as he picked out a Brazil nut, he felt that God has answered his prayers and directed him, and he ended up being a missionary in Brazil. Now, of course, you do have to be discerning about those things. And you do have to think about it and think, is this really God's direction from me? What would have happened, for example, if he'd taken a Mars bar out of his lunchbox? Well, as a result of talking to Jesus, the disciples' sadness and confusion on the road to Emmaus turned to joy and excitement, we've seen. And they rushed all the way back to Jerusalem to witness to the others there. And then thirdly, and most important, even though it comes last, because this is where it comes in the story, we can only experience the presence of the risen Lord Jesus when we invite him into our lives. It was when the travellers on the road to Emmaus invited the stranger in to eat with them, and only then that they realised who he was. They invited Jesus into their home and into their lives. Jesus certainly didn't push his way in. In fact, we're told he made as though he was going to go further and not go in at all. And the travellers really had to urge him to come in and help and come in and accept the invitation. It was only after they'd invited Jesus in, and in the everyday things of life, as they shared a meal together, that they actually realised who Jesus was. It was when he was at the table with them, and he took the bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to them. Just as we're going to share and remember together around our communion table later in the service. That was when they recognised him and realised who it was. If we want to experience the presence of the risen Lord Jesus in our lives this Easter, then of course the first step has to be to invite him in. Jesus still says to us through his word, the Bible, in Revelation chapter 3 and verse 20, "Listen, I'm standing at the door knocking. If you hear my voice and open the door, I will come to you and eat with you, and you with me." So if you haven't invited Jesus into your life yet, then surely Easter time would be a very good time to do just that. If you have already invited Jesus to be Lord of your life, then Easter would be a good time to think about staying close to him in all parts of life, as close as the branches on a vine. Because Jesus also reminds us in John's Gospel in chapter 15, "Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing." So this Easter, let it remind us all that we are called and strengthened and upheld by the risen Lord Jesus, who has promised us that we can experience his presence with us now, today, and always. Amen.